Army News, today's music. This is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan to get an update, and I'm speaking to Sergeant Steve Smith from One Lanks. Hello.
Hi, Chris. You all right?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Yeah, brilliant. Really good.
Excellent. So give me an update on the tour then. Take me through what's been happening since you first deployed up until this point.
Well, I've been out here 5 months now. I'm the platoon sergeant with CO SAC, One Lanks. We've quite a busy start to the tour. Things are starting to settle down a little bit for us now as we draw towards the end. We've done numerous operations assisting the Afghan forces and sort of take control of their own affairs. All the lads are really well.
Which is great to hear. So tell me about some of the operations that you've been involved in.
Mainly it's supporting the Afghan police in basically going forward and dealing with the Taliban themselves, and we're sort of stood off. But still giving them support where needed and gradually sort of bringing that down to the point where they operate completely on their own.
So how does that support work? What do you actually do then?
Well, obviously, I'm part of, I sort of protect the commanding officer, our little group. So he'll go out and he liaises with their commanders. And it's the sort of support they get is like the helicopters and stuff like that, medical support when we can.
So you say things are starting to settle down a little bit now. What about the last week? What's been going on?
Well, we've been out a few times. I can't really say what we've been up to, but it's just routine stuff, really. The weather's starting to pick up now. It's getting nice and warm, but we're still getting a bit of rain. But it's obviously, we're coming into the warm and then the hot season.
So tell me about some of the highs and the lows on the tour, then.
The general day-to-day stuff, you know, getting the job done. All the boys have been sort of safe. No one's been injured. Everyone's keeping their fitness up. A few little competitions going with the fitness. Obviously, guys trying to get fitter, put some muscle on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then lows, well, there's, you know, the work's been hard at times, but I wouldn't say there's been any lows as such for us.
Which is great. That's brilliant. So, what's the relationship been like with your Afghan colleagues then? How have you been getting on?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. Obviously, we have a bit of a language barrier. But when we do sort of interact with them, we try and have a bit of banter and a bit of a laugh with them. And obviously they are, in the majority, very friendly towards us.
To what extent has your pre-deployment training prepared you for this tour then?
Yeah, well, obviously we did quite a lot of pre-deployment training. It starts about a year before the tour, and we go from the very basics through, you know, section attacks and all that stuff up to then it starts to become more Afghan orientated. They actually flew people over from Afghanistan, like police and such like that, and interpreters, to sort of aid the training and make it more realistic. And then as it moved towards the final exercise, it was like being here. The facilities in the UK are sort of second to none. And at times it was actually, you know, as if we were here.
So that was an invaluable experience then?
Well, yeah, definitely. Really good. I mean, I think they couldn't get it much better, if I was to be honest.
So as your tour draws to a close, how do you think things are going to progress? What's it going to look like on the ground? How are things going to pan out?
Well, I'm not really sure on sort of the big scheme of things. As obviously we're coming towards the end now, so within the sort of next month or two, we'll start to rip out, and the next lot we'll start to rip in. We'll do a handover takeover with them, and I think things will continue to get a little bit more quieter for the boys over here, as the Afghans sort of take the lead and pretty much start to run with it themselves, which is what it's all about, as, you know, at the end of the day.
So that must be rewarding to see that progression and that development, things changing, things becoming better on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, on the previous tour I did was Herrick 12, and that was a lot more sort of us sort of at the front, doing a lot of the fighting. Definitely seen a big sort of improvement in the way they do business. And they have got to that point now where we can stand back, you know, and it's good to see the you know, how far they've come in that short time.
Well, best of luck with the remainder of the tour, and finally, any message to friends and family back home?
Yeah, I'd like to just say hello to my wife Laura, my three children Charlie, Tommy and Callum, and also to my wider family, the Smiths and Co. I'm doing well, the time's ticking and I've not got long, and I'll see you all very soon.
Fantastic. That's Sergeant Steve Smith from One Lanks from Afghanistan. Thank you.